This is Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our Berrien County Student Athlete of the Week is Hunter Heath of Brandywine High School Wrestling. And on a day where Brandywine took on Berrien Springs, Colon, and Buchanan, Hunter going 3-0 on the day, three pins. And then a couple of days later, matches against Bronson, Hanover Horton, and Lawton going 3-0 in the day with a 4-3 decision over Bronson, a tech foul win over Hanover Horton, and a 38-second pin against Lawton. Hunter, congratulations on that week and the year as a whole. Nice job this year for you.
Thank you.
I mentioned the win over Bronson. It was a 4-3 decision. That opponent was ranked number 2 in the state. That I have to imagine that match kind of stands out for you. Tell me how that match went for you.
Yeah, so we were looking at like Bronson team, and we seen he was ranked 2nd. So we worked on stuff all week, like working to beat him and stuff. I knew I could beat him, but I just fell into my favor. And I caught him and like cradle, got up 4-0, and then I kind of just righted it out and then beat him 4-3.
I think some people don't understand with wrestling. You mentioned scouted it out and prepared for it. Because people hear about coaches scouting different football teams and basketball teams or baseball teams. You do the same thing in wrestling, don't you? You scout your opponent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you look at, especially in an opponent like that? What are some of the things you look at?
Their strengths, like if they're good on top, bottom, or good on their feet. Like, do they make a lot of mistakes, or are they solid? What's their go-to move so you know how to defend it and stuff like that?
During this week, you also picked up your 150th career win here at Brandywine.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
How'd that feel once you got number 150?
It felt good. I mean, I hit 100 last year, so it's pretty big to hit 150 this year.
So after last year, did you think, okay, 150 is definitely within my reach?
I wasn't sure because of COVID if we were going to have a season or not. But, I mean, there was always a chance that I could have had 150, and we did. So,
because of the COVID situation, was your preseason different getting ready for the season, just not knowing? Or did you start preparing like there was going to be a season? What was that like for you, getting ready for not knowing what was going to happen?
Well, I mean, we practiced. We were getting conditioned and getting in shape and stuff. So when the season did hit or didn't, we were in shape either way. So, I mean, it was kind of the same, just we couldn't wrestle. So it was kind of weird that way.
As the season, is it easy for you to keep track where you are, how close you're getting to 150?
No, I think my mom takes care of that.
Does she?
Yeah.
Your coach is Rex Pomeranke, and Coach, I'll just have you talk a little bit about how Hunter has performed here, his entire career here at Brandywine. I mean, what a standout.
Yeah, I mean, we had some great wrestlers in the past, you know, Adam Ringler, Chance Ravish, Warren Watson Jr., you know, and he's been breaking all their records. And if we would have had a normal season, he would be in probably right up there pushing to set the record for the career wins that Chance Ravish had. But, you know, with this COVID, it's not a normal year. And we didn't – I mean, if we had – could wrestle all our matches this year, we would have only had 30 matches. And usually Hunter goes in to district with 40-plus matches that we wrestled going into districts and so on. So we already were cut, you know – and number of matches that we had. Right. So he's going to make possibly – he's in the top 5 for career wins. He can move up to top 4. It's going to be close and so on. So, I mean, he's right up there with some of our great wrestlers that we have had and gone through Brandywine.
What impresses you most about his approach?
Nitpicky, the little details. Okay. Him and his dad get at it, and I have to tell him, says, hey, leave that at home. Let's just practice and work on what we can here. You know, just great natural ability, you know. And and we put him up against the toughest kids that we can all through his career in that.
Hunter, do you like that type of challenge where you're going up against, you know, the other guys, you know, top, or if you're at an invitational, the top wrestlers around?
Yeah, I mean, it feels good to beat them because I don't want to wrestle put all the time, but more than likely that's what it is. But wrestling good kids keep you on your toes, and if you lose, you know what you need to work on to beat them next time, or know your weaknesses if you wrestle someone better.
You had a great season last year. You were what weight class last year?
I was 140, but I wrestled 45 and 52.
How hard is it going up to 160? Or are most of the guys that you wrestled last year going up at the same time with you?
there's a few of them. Most of them are at like 52, 45. They haven't really grown that much. But I mean, you get some big kids bumping up to 71 and sometimes 60 just because they've been there their whole high school career, so they're pretty big. But I really haven't had a problem with that. I mean, there's been some big kids, but they weren't that good.
Other activities here at Brandywine that you're involved with outside of wrestling?
Football and baseball.
All right. Wrestling, your favorite of the three?
Yeah, that's what I'm best at.
What got you into wrestling, by the way? Do you remember what it was?
I think my dad was the last state champ here, so he was helping coaching. So I've always been upstairs at the high school or middle school with my dad, wrestling around when I was like two or three, little.
So Coach mentioned you and your dad going back and forth. Are you kind of telling him, hey, Dad, you may not be the last state champ anymore? At least you're hoping so, right?
Yeah.
What kind of goals did you set coming into this year? Were there any particular goals you wanted to meet?
The first goal was just to get to wrestle one last time. I mean, it's my senior year. I wouldn't want to go out like last year's, like baseball and stuff, how they couldn't go to state or play districts or anything. So, I mean, it feels good to be going to districts as of right now. And then my second goal is to place top four in the state, if not make it to the finals. I've never made it to the finals, so that would be nice for my last year.
Okay. And then with you being a senior, any plans that you've started looking at for next year?
I'm possibly going to be going to college to wrestle, or I'm going to go into the trade.
Okay. Outstanding. Well, hey, congratulations on this week and the season as a whole. I mean, fantastic. And again, 150 wins. Congratulations on that, too.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck in the tournament.
Thank you.
Hunter Heath of Brandywine High School Wrestling is our Student Athlete of the Week from WSJM. I'm Phil McDonald, WSJM Sports.